definition that I ever created myself was a leader is a person who plants a seed in silence, nourishes it in quietness, and gives other credit for its fruition.
That's hard.
But you do that, and it's a sign of maturity to, I think, see to see it that way.
No, I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes I like to be the center of attention.
Sure. Well, you're made that way.
Yeah. I think it might be in my genetics.
I think so.
I think you're a little bit like that, too.
I've been that way. Yeah. That's why I'm so talkative. I'm very talkative. I even at this stage, I got to watch myself. I practice keeping my mouth shut for sometimes, some situations. Just listen. Be sure. See if I can listen for 5 minutes without saying anything.
It's a good in fact, I've even... Sometimes I'll become aware that... I become more aware that I'm not doing as well listening.
Yeah.
And so sometimes even before I'll go to a party, I'll say, okay, concentrate on asking questions of other people. Sometimes I'll spend all night telling stories.
Yeah.
And I realize, gosh, that's...
My danger is, though, I ask the question and don't listen. If they don't speak in 30 seconds, I butt in. And that's not healthy. It's like these politicians who are shaking your hand while they're looking at the next person.
Right.
And they don't know you. They're just shaking your hand and they're looking at the next person who's important in their life.
Right.
This person has money. This person has prestige. And that's why I've enjoyed having some politicians here, because we sat quietly for a while and then I called on them to talk, and then we asked them questions. And they were giving good answers, so we're going to vote for these folks. And I'm wearing their badges around.
You also have your name badge.
Right? Yeah.
How long have you been wearing your name badge?
I wear this one now.
What does that one say?
Get out the vote, Democratic.
Why is the donkey in a wheelchair?
This is the one I have all the time, Beat Bush.
Beat Bush.
I have that all the time.
I love that one.
And my Republican friends, I wore it everywhere I've gone even when I wore it to church.
You did?
Sure. Most of my people in my church, the one I go to, are Democrats.
Yeah.
They're thinking people.
That's...
No, they're not emotionalizing. They don't... They're dominated by their intellects.
It's tough. I mean, there's people...
Okay.
All right, so let's do...
tell me what we're
going to
do now.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we are going to... Let me do one quick run through our system and see if we have any more technical luck. Not on this end. So what we are going to do is I'm going to move the webcam so that people can see the both of us.
Yes, okay.
So I'm going to get closer to you.
Okay. Yes, all right.
And... Now, what we're going to do is, because I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then I'm going to ask if you want to add anything afterwards.
All right.
Okay?
Excellent.
So, once a week, we are going to start doing Hug Nation, and Hug Nation is